It Started with a Spark by Snarkin Moon. Chapter 1. First Meetings. The frantic woman's cries for help echoed against the concrete walls, seemingly falling on deaf ears. Some dastardly fiend had encased the poor soul in a cage of thick glass. Who knew what horrible things they planned on doing to her? Silvery moonlight streamed in through a skylight above, showering her in its glow, her beauty radiating within it. She cried out again. Would no one come to her rescue? Her soon-to-be hero watched from the shadows, keeping a watchful eye out for the villain who had done this. It could have easily been a trap. Deciding the coast was clear, he stepped from the shadows and sidled up to the prison, his breath fogging up the glass as he spoke, trying to calm the beauty within.
Don't you worry, my power-packed princess.
Megavolt whispered to the newly released 100-volt bulb in his display case.
Uncle Megavolt is gonna bust you out of here, and you can come live with me, yeah?
The light bulb, in all actuality, said nothing. But Megavolt giggled to himself bashfully as he imagined the thing giving its heroes praise. The demented rodent waved his hand flippantly, shirking away some with modesty.
Oh, stop it, really? It's all in a day's work for us heroes, you know.
And hero you are not. Megavolt whipped himself around, gasping as he recognized the voice from the shadows. His wild, mismatched eyes searched the dark, his head jerking around as he desperately searched the museum. He didn't have to wonder for long as he spotted, from the second floor of the open room, a puff of blue smoke dissipating and spreading throughout the room. An ominous voice boomed throughout the museum.
I am the terror that flaps in the night. I am the overworked debt collector repossessing your house for unpaid mortgages. I am.
A grappling hook shot out from the smoke, and an unwelcoming face lunged from it and dived down to greet the startled villain. Megavolt crashed to the ground, nearly breaking his new electronic friend as the intruder landed upon him.
Darkwing Duck!
Megavolt rasped out. The hero on top of him wilted some from the interruption.
Hey! That's my line!
Well, get a new one,
Megavolt mumbled, using Darkwing's temporary lull in attention to kick him off of him with one oversized rubber boot.
I'll come back for you, my sweet,
Megavolt told the lightbulb as he bolted past. Darkwing wasted no time in righting himself, noting to himself he was going to be sporting a boot-shaped bruise on his midsection come morning. Nevertheless, he ran after the fleeing villain.
Not if I can help it, you won't.
Megavolt dashed to the different rooms of the museum as the technological advances throughout history whizzed by him. He made his way to the food court and beyond, completely ignorant of yet another familiar face eating away happily on a chili dog. Darkwing was not as oblivious.
What'd you forget about that, Launchpad? He roared. Megavolt is getting away!
Launchpad McQuack, Darkwing's burly sidekick, gulped down the last bite of his late-night snack before following.
Right away, DW. I'll try cutting him off at the doors.
Launchpad, taller and in considerably better shape, managed to do just that with ease. He skidded to a stop in front of the doors, arms outstretched to stop the oncoming convict. When Megavolt showed no sign of slowing down, and instead pointed his voltage gun at LP's head, the pilot yelped and ducked just in time. He heard the blast ricochet off of the glass door behind him, and glanced up in time to see it completely destroy the head of one of the sprinklers on the ceiling. This did manage to stop Megavolt in his tracks. He skidded to a halt, looked up at the ceiling, and frowned.
Oh, why do I keep breaking into places that have those?
He whined, seconds before the water fell. Megavolt wasn't alone in his pain, however, as Darkwing crashed into him just in time to be one crispy duck. Both sputtered wildly as electricity hit their system, collapsing to the ground once the electric rodent lost the last of his charge.
You know,
the charge hero babbled to himself, going cross-eyed in the process.
That never gets less painful.